And friends, you're listening to Irish Radio Network, USA, irishradio.com, worldwide. And, that Winding Roads to Cultramagh, actually is, that's to Humour, our guest, who is from Cultramagh. I'm quite sensitive about, what intro music we would play. Let me welcome Siobhan Carney, who is Vice President of the County Mayo Foundation, USA, on this Mayo Day. She is the Policy Director at City University of New York Institute for State and Local Governance, a native of Cultramagh and County Mayo. In her role as Policy Director, Siobhan oversees a large, listen to this one, $200 million investment in criminal justice system in New York City, and works closely, of course, with government agencies by providing technical assistance on policy. Siobhan, first of all, you're very welcome.
Thank you, Adrian. Thanks for having me and for playing one of my favorite songs, Winding Road to Cultramagh.
Right.
It's dear to my heart.
Absolutely. Now, a little bit about your own job before we talk about the day that's in it. You hold an MA in spatial analysis and then a higher diploma in education from the National University of Ireland, Maynooth, and also a PhD in geography from Trinity College in Dublin. When did you come here?
I came here 12 years ago in November. A very fast 12 years too, Adrian. Time goes by very quickly.
Now, in addition to your amazing the job that you are doing here is incredible. It didn't stop you, though, from with your husband, Morgan. You have your real job starts in the evenings with your three daughters. What are their names?
Orla is 7. Then I have Aveen, who's 4, and Kriya is 1. She just turned 1. So, yes, I'm busy with my three daughters for sure. That's certainly the second job. And then there's a third one, as you mentioned earlier, which is the work that I do with the County Mayo Foundation.
And, when the County Mayo Foundation was getting off the ground, it would have appeared to most of us that this was bordering on Mission Impossible. But maybe, excusing the pun, you might describe the mission for us.
Sure. And our mission is very simple. It's to connect the diaspora, the Mayo diaspora living here in the United States, with the nonprofit sector back home. And the reason that we're doing that is also very simple, Adrian. We're opening up an opportunity for Mayo diaspora here who perhaps have never visited Ireland. There are many generations, as you know, of Mayo diaspora living here, and many of them have never been to Ireland. Getting to know and support the nonprofit sector is a really great way to raise awareness about small communities in County Mayo, how they work, how they operate, the issues that are important to them, and the leaders within those communities who are really doing great initiatives to support the most vulnerable people living in County Mayo. So that's what we're about, and that's the goal that we're trying to achieve.
Now, this is what? It's only a year and a bit in operation.
Yes.
And how, since your launch, how is the capital campaign coming along, and where is most of your support coming from? And I suppose we should kind of deal with this for the United States rather than worldwide, though it is a worldwide organization.
Yeah, and hopefully we'll certainly build chapters across other states and other countries as well as we progress. But yes, you've mentioned it is a startup, and it's going to be a marathon. We acknowledge that, certainly not a sprint. But everything so far has been really great, Adrian. It's been a great opportunity to be part of this initiative, and we've heard from so many people who are interested in helping us. Our focus over the past year is really putting together the operational infrastructure that we need to run a very successful foundation. So what that means is that we've been building out one of the components of our business model, and that component is the crowdfunding platform that you see when you visit our website at countymayofoundation.org. That opens up a vehicle for nonprofits back in Mayo to target the diaspora over here. And not just target them for funding, although funding is an end goal, but also to raise awareness of gaps that still exist in County Mayo, despite all the progress over the past few years. You know, being from Mayo, it's a fabulous county. We have progressed in many, many ways over the past few years. But there's still, like every county, like every place, there still exists some gaps in vital services, particularly in the health sector. And our mission, again, is to raise awareness of those gaps, tell the diaspora over here about the wonderful initiatives that are trying to address those gaps, and to make that connection through this online platform.
Can you give us an example, for instance, particularly for current donors and those who may wish to become members and supporters of the County Mayo Foundation? Give us an example of where the money is going and what projects have taken place to date and where you think you're going from here.
Yeah, sure. So since we launched the crowdfunding platform last year, we have put 23 different organizations from Mayo through our application process. So when you visit our website, you'll see 23 really great projects. And they're very diverse. So they range from projects that are looking for capital investments, such as St. Muiredec Cathedral, located in Ballina, to social service type organizations. So I'd like to say out of those 23, there's something there for everyone. By way of an example, I mean, when I talk earlier about the gaps that still exist, there are gaps in access to services for people who are, people who have autistic kids, people who have Alzheimer's and they're carers for their parent or other family member who have Alzheimer's. There are gaps in services for people who are in danger of, you know, suffering from a heart disease or stroke. And we have projects that match those gaps, meaning CREE, the Irish Heart Foundation, is there to try to do, to meet those gaps and to try to overcome the geographical barrier that anyone living in Mayo, frankly, faces. We don't, you know, we often have to travel for vital services. So CREE and Mayo Rape Crisis Center and the autism project that's called Rapid Prompting Method, all those projects are so wonderful, not only because they're meeting those gaps and providing essential services to people, but they're also overcoming that geographical distance and our barrier, I should say, by engaging in outreach services to communities that are very, very far from hubs like Ballina or Castlebar. So they're beginning to offer services in Erris and so on, and that's a wonderful thing for obvious reasons.
I want to thank you, and we could talk about the various outreach programs that are currently being supported. But I think the best source of information is to log on to countymayofoundation.org, and this is Mayo Day. You know. Throughout the United States today, this is a big holiday, big Mexican holiday, in Cinco de Mayo, or we prefer to refer to it as Cinco de Mayo. But that's only a coincidence, but we're holding our own. Now, today... we also, as a matter of fact, as we speak here, a wreath will be laid at the down at Battery Park City, at the Irish Hunger Memorial, which I say with all modesty comes from, not from Kelchava, not from Foxford, where, you know, the county manager and a man who does a tremendous job and is a good friend of ours, Peter Hines. But okay, you have Kelchava. Next parish is Foxford. Next parish is Attymath. And yes, and now the newly rebuilt and refurbished Irish Hunger Memorial at Battery Park City has great significance in New York City at all times, but particularly today. And in my absence, I understand, although I was only invited by as a by the way, but my daughter, Eileen Flannelly Mackel, is joining all of you down there today to lay a wreath, and it is very significant also.
She is, and we're very much looking forward to it, Adrian. And, you know, we're part of this community, right, of Mayo people all over the world who are today celebrating this wonderful day. You have, I'm sure you're aware, that the International Peace Bridge that links the U.S. and Canada at Buffalo will go green and red for Mayo.
That's incredible. That is really, that's amazing, and that's almost unimaginable, but, you know, it is great.
It's wonderful. And the Mayo Association in Philadelphia will also lay a wreath at the Famine Memorial at Penn's Landing. And there's so many other activities happening in Mayo across the UK, Slovenia, Lithuania, and so on. It's a worldwide initiative at this point, and we're delighted to be a part of it.
And so both of us don't get into trouble. Let's also talk about the great support we're getting from the Mayo Society of New York.
Absolutely.
Siobhan Carney, again, as I say, I would love to be with you at this point, but I can't be in two places at the one time.
Sure.
A great tribute indeed to the diaspora, and for you as Vice President of the County Mayo Foundation in the United States, we can honestly say congratulations, you know, connecting the diaspora, strengthening communities, and helping out in so many ways that, again, might I recommend, friends, that you log on to countymayofoundation.org. My guest, Siobhan Carney, Vice President of the County Mayo Association in the USA. Okay, thank you. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Adrian, and happy Mayo Day.
And happy Mayo Day to you, too, and to all our listeners. And thanks for listening to Irish Radio Network, USA.